All right, buckle up, because we've got a lot to get through, because apparently now the CDC has decided you don't have to wear masks. Well, kind of, but not really, but sometimes. But then you also have a mandate from the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, through a tweet that you either get vaccinated or you're going to wear a mask forever. Now, we also need to go backwards. Let's lay a little groundwork here. How do we get to the point where all of a sudden the CDC just abandons a year of dictating and telling you how you can live your lives? How did it just all of a sudden just stop? How is it that the CDC randomly comes out with this ruling? Okay, you don't have to wear a mask indoor, outdoor, basically, if you've been vaccinated. But the entire time they've been mandating our lives in certain ways. Is it possibly because the Biden administration is crumbling? Is it because we're having international conflicts and we are weak as a nation? Is it because we're out of gas at gas stations and people are starting to question Biden? They're getting irritated and angry. Is it because we're having problems with the economy and unemployment rates are going up and inflation issues? Could it be all of these things combined? And finally, the administration realized, crap, we got to stop dictating to the American people on masking because they're losing their minds over all this other stuff combined with masking. Could it be that? Now, let's talk about this administration for a moment. I want to take you backwards. Lay a little foundation. You got to remember that the Biden administration's response to COVID has not been based in science since day one. Let me remind you of some of those facts that Tucker Carlson uncovered for many Americans about COVID-19 and this administration's response. It had nothing to do with science. It had everything to do with politics.
How do we assess the Biden administration's response to COVID? Well, here's one marker. It tells you pretty much everything that the White House, that is supposedly so committed to science, chose as its head COVID coordinator a man with no background at all in science or medicine. His name is Jeffrey Zients. Zients ran Joe Biden's presidential transition team. That's his qualification. He's a former management consultant from Bain who sat on the board of Facebook. Jeffrey Zients is a political operative. That's who's overseeing COVID response for Joe Biden. The good news is, because Jeffrey Zients is not even close to being an actual scientist, he doesn't talk like one. Occasionally, he says things whose significance the rest of us can understand clearly. Listen to Jeffrey Zients from CNN yesterday, and it becomes very clear how the White House understands this pandemic. Watch.
The light at the end of the tunnel is brighter and brighter. Let's keep up our guard. Let's follow the CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask.
There it is. The CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask. End quote. A sentence like that raises so many questions, it's kind of hard to know where to start. But how about here? If vaccines work, why are any vaccinated people wearing masks ever anywhere? Seriously, Jeffrey Zients should be required to explain that slowly and with numbers so the rest of us who didn't serve on the board of Facebook can understand. No one's asked him to explain that, of course, so he hasn't. Nor has anyone asked Jeffrey Zients just how effective masks are at preventing the spread of COVID-19. Our public health authorities act as though masks are absolutely critical. But are they absolutely critical? Where are the serious studies that prove that? Do they exist? If they do exist, is there a reason they're being hidden from the rest of us? And finally, when did masklessness become a privilege? For thousands of years, until about 12 months ago, masklessness was the global status quo. Virtually everyone on Earth lived without masks. That was not considered weird. Masks were weird. They were unhealthy and menacing. Yet,
the point that Tucker makes here, and the reason why I wanted to take you backwards, is to remind you that this administration's response to COVID-19 has actually never been based in science. It's been based on power and control over you, the American people. It was about dictating to every person in this country everything you can and cannot do. This is what socialist and communist nations do. They decided to use COVID as an experiment. Not an experiment in science or even an experiment in vaccines, but an experiment in what can they get away with? How much can they control your life? What are you willing to give up? Can we take away your income and you still abide by our rules? Can we have your businesses be shut down and you still abide by our demands? Can we take your children out of school and basically give them a year not filled with education, but filled with a computer screen and Zoom, which is pretty much worthless, and get away with it for the teachers' unions. Can we also dictate you what you can and cannot do when it comes to activities like having a funeral, going to your prom, dancing at a wedding? Can we get away with that? Can we then take away your religious holidays? In fact, can we just stifle your religion altogether by telling you it's for your own good because we don't want you to get a disease called COVID? This has been a grand experiment in government control. Government control over the American people. They've now made it where a mask or a maskless society is a privilege that you should thank the government for giving it back to you. So how did all of this all of a sudden explode? And I'm talking about the let's get back to freedom. It's because the American people are teetering on the edge of going insane. There are too many things going on, and for too long you've had people locked down. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for people's lives. It's not good for relationships. It's not good for family. It's not good for faith. It's not good for communities. The kids are falling behind in school, behind the rest of the world, and the kids in the private schools are beating the crap out of the kids in the public schools because private schools actually had to go to school. And they did it with no issues. You notice private schools were not being shut down all over the country because of massive outbreaks of COVID. The public schools knew this, but they didn't care because they want to get paid to not work, or to work from home and be lazy. All of this was to see how long can we get away with it for. And not only that, but at the same time, we were able to fundamentally change this country politically. Without all of this, Joe Biden wouldn't be the president, an incompetent guy that clearly is delusional and doesn't know what's actually going on. A guy now that can't even read a teleprompter, and at least he is being honest. I will give Joe Biden credit. To his credit, he even said this week, I get in trouble. It's the president of the United States of America saying this to the American people when I answer your questions. Yeah, I get in trouble when I answer your questions referring to the meeting. They don't like it, right? They don't like it when I answer your question.
Which one of the 12 I've had?
Pelosi, Schumer, the crew.
Infrastructure, sir, and in particular...
You guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave, but I can't resist your questions.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be answering your questions. I'm supposed to leave. This guy isn't even running the country right now. This is a guy who at least is transparent enough to tell you, I gotta go. I am the president of the United States of America, but hey, I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions when the reporters ask me. Let's get into the CDC and the corruption of the CDC before all of a sudden they've had this massive, miraculous turn of events, which is actually using logic and science and combining the two to give us a plan where at most places we don't have to wear masks if we are vaccinated. House Republicans are now demanding an investigation into the CDC for reportedly being directly influenced on school reopening policies by teachers' unions who wrote their guidance verbatim, that showed up in their guidance verbatim. Top Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees are now calling for an investigation into the CDC, which is supposed to be a non-political organization that deals with disease control and prevention, for reportedly having reopening policies written by the nation's largest teachers union. House Judiciary Committee ranking member Jim Jordans and House Oversight Committee member James Comer, as well as House Education Labor Committee ranking members, claim that the political interference has resulted in months-long delays in the reopening of schools, or public schools only, to the detriment of the American children. The House Republicans fired off a letter to the CDC director demanding to know how much influence the teachers union actually has in the health agency's guidance on reopening schools across the country. Now, Walensky previously stated that these school reopening policies were, quote, free from political meddling. We know that's a lie. The American for Public Trust used the Freedom of Information Act to obtain the emails between the powerful teachers unions and the Centers for Disease Control. The documents clearly showed a flurry of activity between the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, her top advisor, and union officials, with the Biden team being looped in at the White House in the days before the highly anticipated February the 12th announcement on school reopening guidelines. The New York Post wrote, which originally published the potentially damning report earlier this month, the teachers' union was labeled as the CDC's, quote, thought partner. Exact emails read this way, quote, thank you again for Friday's rich discussion about forthcoming CDC guidance and for your openness to the suggestions made by our president, Randy Weingarten, and the AFT. That's the American Federation of Teachers Senior Director for Health Issues, and Kelly Trotter in a February email. We were able to review a copy of the draft guidance documents over the weekend, and we're able to provide some initial feedback to several staff this morning about possible ways to strengthen the document. We believe our experience on the ground, the union says, can inform and enrich thinking about what is practicable and prudent in future guidance documents. Then all of a sudden, their exact wording showed up in the CDC guidelines for reopening our schools. House Republicans want to know how much influence the teachers' union, which, by the way, donated nearly $20 million to Democrats during the 2020 election cycle alone, had on the CDC's recommendations for school reopening for in-person education. These emails show that the CDC has been taking its cues from the teachers' unions instead of following the science. This interference also violates President Biden's stated intention to, quote, be led by health and medical experts, and his promise to open a majority of K through 8 schools in the Biden administration's first 100 days, which didn't happen. The CDC has been forced to admit that, yes, they did meet with the National Education Association. Yes, they did give them copies, draft copies of the guidance for their feedback. And yes, the unions did send them information to be put into their guidance. Republican lawmakers are now saying, quote, these unions took advantage of their special access. They took advantage of the access to then rechange the wording. The CDC's guidance, nearly word for word, is actually coming from the emails from the teachers' union. Instead of working towards reopening schools safely, these emails show that the CDC was actually committed to partnering with the unions to make sure they're happy, and that has nothing to do with science. So can you trust the CDC? Probably not. But now the CDC is put in a weird situation. Americans are growing weary. They're growing angry. They're losing their minds. And the Biden administration, whether the media admits or not, is in serious trouble. You have lines at gas stations. State of emergency is being declared in more than a dozen states because there is no gas. You have a Middle East war that's going on right now. You have schools that are still not open, which is driving people insane. And the CDC was feeling the pressure. Now, of course, they're going to tell you that there was no political pressure that led to the new guidance. I would say that's probably a lie. I have a feeling that the White House probably went to the CDC and said, we need a win. We need it now. Pull the mask mandates so people will shut up and go back to listening to everything else we tell them to do. So fast forward. And within hours of the worst economic news that we've had in this country in years, with inflation going through the roof, even the president of the AFT has now said it's time to get back to the classroom. You don't think that's coming from the White House as well, saying, hey, you guys, the gig's up. You've gotten a year of free pay. You haven't done crap, so now it's probably time to go back to school this year because you're losing the American people. We need to put out this fire. So at the same time, within a 24-hour period, the CDC lifts the mask mandate for people that are vaccinated, and the CDC says people don't need to wear masks indoors or outdoors if you're vaccinated, and the teachers' union president does a 180? Come on. I can connect those dots. I'm not an idiot. So here's the CDC director, Walensky, who took all of her cues from the teachers' union, now changing everything in a moment because politically it was needed for the Biden team.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccines, and our understanding of how the virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
Now, this is great news on the surface, but it also opens up the new scandal, and the scandal is very clear. The CDC is nothing more than a politically charged organization that is not making decisions about what happens in this country based on science, but they're doing it solely based on politics. And even the White House is getting in on this. The White House and Joe Biden have now come out because they want to get on the in on this. And listen to Joe Biden at the White House.
This country is proving what we've known, what we've all known for so long. There's nothing we are unable to do when we put our minds, our hearts, and our souls into it, and we do it together. Now, I want to be clear about what the CDC is saying and what the CDC is not saying. The CDC is saying they have concluded that fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. But if you've not been vaccinated, or if you're getting a two-shot vaccine and you've not gotten your, you only had your first shot, but not your second, or you haven't waited the full 2 weeks after your second shot, you still need to wear a mask. Look, we've gotten this far. Please protect yourself until you get to the finish line. Because as great as this announcement is today, we don't want to let up.
The Biden audio that I just played for you, and there's a totally different issue that has nothing to do with COVID and what he actually said that we should be talking about. This guy is getting very slow. The guy is talking extremely slow. He is struggling to read a teleprompter. The statement that he just made and how slow he was. Imagine you're a world leader right now in the Middle East trying to figure out what you're going to do. Imagine if you're Russia and the hackers that decide to attack America and our pipelines. Do you think you're worried about a Joe Biden response? I'm not sure this guy knows what the hell's going on, honestly. He can barely answer a question, or much less give a statement. Maybe I should say it differently. He can barely give a statement, much less answer a question. This man clearly is not in charge right now in this country. So when you go back to the CDC and you go back to the Democrats and you go back to all of a sudden the mask coming down, but then you go back to these strong statements from the president, you know, the statements on Twitter, which clearly he's not the one writing those statements on Twitter. You know, you look at his tweet that came out and his tweet was very in your face, right? The rule is now simple. Biden tweeted, and he didn't tweet this. Somebody else did on his behalf. Get vaccinated. Wear a mask until you do. Then you have him come out and read this statement about masking, and it's not even close to what he was before. Now, then there's the other part of this that no one wants to talk about, which is insane, and that is liberal companies and governors who are actually still defying the science. I'll give you an example of this. We're now being told that liberal companies are not going to go along with masks, with getting rid of the masks. Now, this is their right, but remember early on they told us it was all about the science. Here's your big list of stores so far. Starbucks, Walmart, and Target are among stores keeping mask mandates despite the new CDC guidance for vaccinated Americans. They're not going to trust the science. They're going to keep their mask mandates in place, as many other local municipalities are going to do the same thing. And liberal governors are saying they're not sure about relaxing their guidance. Now, these large chain stores have indicated that workers and customers will be required to keep face coverings on, even if they have been fully vaccinated against COVID. This, again, defies logic. Their argument is, well, we can't check everybody at the door, so we have to assume that there's some people that are unvaccinated. Well, okay, let's go back to personal responsibility. If I am protected because I've been vaccinated, and I have, do I really care if someone's walking around Walmart that hasn't been vaccinated, or even someone that has COVID? If I do care, don't I have the right to wear my own mask? I think this is a dumb move by Walmart, Target, and Starbucks. I do. I think it's going to make a lot of people angry, and I think it's going to hurt them financially. I'm honestly okay with that. These guys have made plenty of money during the shutdown. But these companies are still going along with the Democratic propaganda. This is not a decision based in science, which is what the left has been saying over and over and over and over again. Now, Dr. Fauci, by the way, he did his first interview since the new CDC mask guidance, right, that came out. You guessed it. He showed up at CNN to do this interview. And Fauci is still fear-mongering, warning kids still have to wear masks when playing with friends despite vaccinated Americans being allowed to ditch them. So now we're going to fear-monger parents into forcing their kids to wear masks, even though the science says the kids are doing really well without wearing the masks. Take a listen to Fauci going to his safe playground, CNN, talking with a guy that's a joke, Jake Tapper.
Your message to parents who are out there thinking, well, I'm vaccinated, my kids are not, but the odds of them getting the virus are very low. Would you tell them, no, the kids still need to wear a mask?
Yeah, the children do when they're out there playing with their friends and, in particularly in an indoor situation, they do. But, you know, one of the things that's also important that's happened most recently is the approval of vaccines for children 12 to 15 years old.
Well, there you have it, folks. Fauci has now decided that it's time for us to fearmonger the hell out of you on your kids and the vaccine. And we're going to push for you to get your kids vaccinated because that's what we do. It's time for us to move on to the second phase of the fear-mongering of the CDC. So maybe you as an adult are going to be okay, maybe, because you got vaccinated. And maybe you cannot wear a mask, but we still aren't going to totally declaratively say we had a victory here, because why would we do that, right? We still got to be able to control you. And now we're going to do it through your kids. Well, we got to get your kids vaccinated. And that's going to give cover back to the schools. Right? That's going to give cover back to the children and the educators to say, well, maybe our kids shouldn't go back to in-person learning until they're all vaccinated. You watch. That's what the unions are going to do next. Now, the other sick part about all of this is Dr. Osterholm. He was on NBC this morning on the new CDC guidance, and he said something that was a head-scratcher. He said, family events can now be held. Are you stupid? Do you think that we gave up everything in this country because you told us to? You think I haven't been hanging out with my family? You think I haven't been having holidays? I'm not a sheep. I never stopped hanging out with my family. I never stopped having Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter. But these minions of the socialist left that watch MSNBC, they probably haven't been meeting with their families, because otherwise you look like a moron saying this on national TV.
As well, so we can probably anticipate for the short term, this will continue.
Dr. Osterholm, when you look at the announcement yesterday, how much of it do you suspect, talking to all the people you know, was about getting people to go get the vaccine? I mean, obviously, there were many other factors involved, and the CDC does believe it's safe to go indoors if you've been vaccinated without a mask. But do they hope now to see a rush of people to go get the vaccine so that they too can participate in everything that we've been doing for most of our lives up until 14 months ago?
Yeah. Well, surely we hope they will go get the vaccine. I think we recognize we still have work to do, particularly in those individuals who don't believe that either COVID is real, that, in fact, the vaccines are necessary. You know, we have some real work to do there. But surely this gives everyone a major incentive why to get vaccinated. And I think as we see more of the kids getting vaccinated, we're going to realize that family events now can be held, you know, without worry about getting infected. I think by September, we're going to see the recommendations down to 2 years of age to get vaccinated. So we surely Wow. should look at next fall for being a great school year. And so I think that this is the excitement, and we want to build on that excitement to say this is not just a science issue. This is an issue about how you live your life. You know, we've had to die with this virus for the last 18 months. Now we're trying to figure out how to live with it.
Learn how to live with it. Yeah, there you go. Just learn how to live with it, folks. That sounds like forever. And if you think Dr. Fauci is giving you confidence to go back out and live your life, he's not. Don't worry. Dr. Fauci says he's confident about return to normalcy if the U.S. keeps its vaccination rate at highs. But if not, you're going to be wearing that mask forever.
When the president makes the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one vaccine by the 4th of July, we believe that that is an attainable goal. The reason we feel it's important is that I believe that we are about at that critical turning point when we get a certain percentage. We don't know exactly what it is, but clearly the majority of individuals in the country vaccinated, we will see a sharp turning point and a marked diminution in cases. And so, as I said the last time I testified before you, we are in a race between the vaccine and the virus. If left to its own devices, will continue to surge. Based on experience thus far in this country and globally, I feel confident that if we continue to vaccinate people at the rate that we're doing, that we will very soon have a situation where we will have so few infections in this country, we will begin to return to normality that all of us desire so much.
So in other words, just do exactly what we tell you to do, right? Just do exactly what we tell you to do, and we're going to give you a lot of your freedoms back. But if you don't, we'll take them all away from you again. That's the Democrats' exciting talking point to you this week. Hope you enjoy it, because this is what they're offering you. No freedom and total dictatorship over your life. At least whoever tweeted on behalf of Joe Biden was honest. His words, the rule is now simple. Get vaccinated, America. Yeah, you. Or you're going to wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. That's a tyrant. By the way, for all of us conspiracy theorists out there, I'm pretty sure we were spot on when we told you this is exactly what they were going to do. All right, lastly, please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends and help us grow as big tech is still fighting against us and keeping us shut down. So make sure you share this podcast. Thanks, you guys, for your support. See you back here tomorrow.